Somewhat shocked, to tell you the truth, somewhat shocked to hear that CBS News actually reporting on the reality of the unemployment rate that is dropped a little bit for cities. The city unemployment rate dropping a little bit, but CBS reported exactly why. Because more and more people are just giving up. In the Obama economy, they're saying, look, we got a president who's more interested in hosting swing parties at the White House and going golfing and being on vacation two times as much as what he is talking about and spending time on the economy. Things aren't getting better. I'm done looking. I'll just stay on unemployment benefits. What incentive do I have? In this job market, there's nothing out there. So just giving up. Shocking to hear CBS News actually report that. That they've just given up, and that's why the unemployment rate is dropping. And again, my question remains to those of you supportive of this president's policies, how long does that last? How long are you willing to stick with this? How long until you're willing to recognize, wait a second, this is supposed to be a recovery? Higher taxes and more regulation don't seem to be aiding that recovery. In fact, it's pushing us further back down the hole. You know, it's interesting. The real debate shouldn't be about whether or not Barack Obama's policies work. The real debate isn't, if we're intellectually honest, whether or not the more regulation, more taxes, punish the wealthy, that whole strategy, whether that's really beneficial for the entire economy and therefore the average working man. We shouldn't even be having that discussion. First of all, we've solved that a number of times throughout American history. For some reason, the American people feel like they just have to put themselves through it every so often, and that's what we've done again. We've learned the lesson again. I don't think the real debate here, I know the real debate here is not over whether or not this kind of an economic policy works. The debate we should be having is this kind of an economic policy intentional or not? And it's not just Barack Obama. There's a number of other people that advocate for this, that continue to stick with this. Keynesian economics has never worked. It's never worked in the United States, certainly. And so any president that tries it, advocates it, any congressman that sponsors it or pushes it, unless they're absolute morons, they have the ability to know this doesn't work. Which only leads to the question of why would they push those policies? If it was the first time it ever been tried, if it was the second time it had ever been tried, if it was the third or the fourth time it had ever been tried, that'd be one thing. But when we go in these cycles and over again demonstrate how bad of economic ideas these really are, at some point, don't you get to the point where the people that advocate it, they must have an ulterior motive. There must be some other reason. Now listen, I have not harbored, I have not suffered, I have not indulged, maybe is the best word of all of those. Much discussion over whether or not Barack Obama has it in for the United States of America. It's antithetical to everything that I want to believe about a president. It's antithetical to everything that I've ever believed about our presidents. It's a foreign concept to me that anybody could seek and attain to the level of president of the United States and have a burning antipathy towards the United States to the point that they want to undermine it. So when people have advocated that, when people have suggested that, I haven't spent a lot of time discussing it, responding to it, or giving that notion quarter. I think Barack Obama's got a truckload of horrible ideas. But I have continually wanted to, and I think I have, operated from the position of well-intentioned but really dumb. At what point do you start saying, okay, maybe there's something to the idea that maybe, not saying that Barack Obama wants to destroy the United States of America, but maybe when he used those words, fundamentally transform the United States of America, maybe that wasn't just rhetorical flourish. Maybe that's really what the desire was. Maybe the desire is to permanently destroy Republican opposition, conservative opposition. How do you do that? How do you ensure a Democrat majority? How do you ensure a Democrat electoral revolution? How do you ensure a Democrat political dynasty? Well, you got to create more Democrat voters. You've got to up the number of Democrat voters to the point that there's no going back. Well, certainly one way that you could do that is by welcoming in illegal immigrants, giving them citizenship status, which leads to the right to vote, and whammo. That's what you got yourself. A permanent, large voting bloc for the Democrat Party. But it's not just that. It's not just illegal immigrants. Let me read you this story if you haven't heard this. 20% of U.S. households are on food stamps. I'm going to say that again. 20% of U.S. households, one in five. You know five families? Statistically, one of them is on food stamps. 23 million households in the United States are now on food stamps. And we got a president that's going out and actively recruiting more people to join. You've got PSAs that are running from the Supplemental Assistance Nutrition Program. You've heard them on this station. SNAP. Yeah, they're running ads trying to recruit people to come and join the food stamp program. Food stamp rolls in the United States has now surpassed the population of the country of Spain. There are more people on food stamps in the United States of America than there are people who live in the country of Spain. 47,692,896 Americans are now enrolled in the program. And obviously, what does that lend itself to? It lends itself to corruption. It lends itself to the abuse of this of the entire system. And, of course, the cost of food stamp fraud has more than doubled in just 3 years. And in what ways? Well, in New York, recipients of the food stamps, the SNAP, they use their EBT cards to purchase alcohol, strippers, lap dances. And there's virtually no accountability, no transparency system set in place by many of the states, many of the cities. Daniel Doherty, writing on this, said, look, I'm not opposed to bestowing federal benefits on the poor to subsidize their basic needs. That's precisely what SNAP was designed for. But come on, do 47 million Americans really need to be on food stamps? Well, that's just it. No, they don't. I think this goes hand in hand with the president's attempt to legalize millions of illegal immigrants. The more people you put on food stamps, the more people you have made dependent upon you. In the biggest way yet, their next meal is on you or is in your hands. That's why I'm saying these economic policies are so stupid because they have been proven to not work so many times in the past that you sit there and say, how can an Ivy League trained president, a guy that was supposedly, I'm trying to think how many times we were told this, the smartest president we've ever had, how does he not get that? How does he not understand these economic policies are dumb, they're not working, it's going in the opposite direction? Well, maybe he does realize it. But maybe he realizes that a tanking economy, that's the surest way yet to win converts to big government. Doherty goes on, says, what's more, does the left really expect me, or anyone else for that matter, to believe that every single one of these individuals would suffer or starve or even die without government aid? After all, welfare didn't even exist for most of our country's history. And don't forget about that. The church is the one that used to take care of the poor and destitute. But because of government regulation, they're not even allowed to do that anymore. And in their place, along comes the big welfare state. Again, creating a permanent Democrat voting bloc. More people on food stamps than live in the country of Spain. This is why I'm saying to you, there's just no argument left. There's no way to credibly say, well, we're kind of up in the air. We don't know if these policies are going to work or fail. It's just mindless to say that now. The real debate is, Obama's economy is tanking us as a country. Is that intentional or is it unintentional? I mentioned the immigration thing just a second ago. Michelle Malkin had a great speech or a great piece that was directed towards Marco Rubio. Man, Marco Rubio, as much as I like him, he's really annoying me on this whole immigration issue. And it's really not the illegal immigration issue. It's really more a national security issue, which is why he's frustrating me. I'll share with you some of Malkin's piece, as well as giving my thoughts on it here in just a second. Let me thank our friends over at J. Watson Creations. 401 Rainbow Drive is where you'll find Jeff with over 30 years experience in custom jewelry design. Whether you're looking for something mild or something wild, Jeff would be happy to take care of you. Again, that's J. Watson Creations, 401 Rainbow Drive in Kokomo, Indiana. All right, grab this break. We'll come back and I'll fill you in.